This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. There are new developments in the impeachment story in Washington. The disclosure of a second whistleblower is threatening to undermine President Trump's argument that the original whistleblower complaint about a phone conversation between President Trump and Ukraine's president was improperly filed. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The president and his allies have said that first complaint was largely based on secondhand information. But the attorney for the whistleblower now says a second person, who also works in intelligence, has spoken to the intelligence community's internal watchdog and has firsthand knowledge that supports the original whistleblower. Meantime, President Trump's backers are having trouble saying he didn't cross the line in calling for China to investigate Joe Biden.
I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't think that's what the president was really saying.
That's Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan on ABC's This Week, where Democrat Hakeem Jeffries said the president has justified the House impeachment inquiry himself.
The president's own words in the public domain have indicated that he doesn't think there's any problem with soliciting foreign interference.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hong Kong police and protesters clashed on Sunday as tens of thousands marched through the central city wearing face masks in defiance of a new ban on facial coverings. Police fired tear gas while some protesters threw bricks and Molotov cocktails. Pro-democracy lawmaker Dennis Kwok says Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam has taken away the democratic rights of the people.
Carrie Lam is saying that whatever I say is law, is law. Whenever I say it applies, it applies. Whenever I say it will be repealed, it will be repealed. The people has no say. The Legislative Council has no say.
For the last 4 months, the city has been engulfed in unrest as democracy advocates engaged in increasingly confrontational tactics to fight against what they see as China's efforts to restrict Hong Kong's autonomy and civil liberties. This is VOA News. The homeless man suspected of beating to death four other homeless men and leaving a fifth in critical condition early Saturday in New York City is facing arraignment. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Did you kill those four guys?
24-year-old Randy Rodriguez Santos was taken from the precinct for a psych eval and DNA. The killings were spread across several blocks in Chinatown, and police found him nearby still carrying the metal bar covered in blood that they say was used to beat the four homeless men in the head and critically injure a fifth as they slept on the street.
The motive appears to be, right now, just a random attacks.
Chief of Manhattan South Detectives Michael Baldassano.
No one was targeted by race, age, anything of that nature.
Police say the oldest of the four men killed was 83. They also say Santos has been arrested at least half a dozen other times in the past 2 years. Julie Walker, New York.
North Korea has angrily walked away from working-level nuclear talks with the United States. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
The first substantive nuclear negotiations in months between North Korea and the U.S. broke down after just 1 day in Stockholm, Sweden. North Korea's top nuclear envoy, Kim Myung-gil, says the talks failed because the U.S. would not abandon its old approach. The U.S. quickly disputed that characterization, saying the 8.5-hour talks went good and that the U.S. brought creative ideas. The breakdown raises the possibility North Korea will intensify its provocations days after testing a new medium-range ballistic missile. But the North's decision could also amount to a negotiating tactic meant to raise pressure on Washington. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
A group of 11 key Taliban prisoners is reported to have been released from the U.S.-run Bagram military base in Afghanistan in exchange for three Indian hostages. Taliban sources said Sunday the swap took place in the northern province of Baghlan, and two former Taliban provincial governors were among those freed. There was no immediate reaction from U.S. officials or the Afghan government. The Indian hostages were abducted last year, along with four other countrymen, while they were working on a project in Baghlan for the construction of a power generation station. One of them managed to escape and return to India this past May. Iraq's Interior Ministry spokesman says an investigation is underway to determine the source of live fire that killed many of the more than 100 people who have died during 6 days of unrest in the country. Eight security force members have also been killed during anti-government demonstrations. That rallies were started by young Iraqis demanding jobs and an end to corruption. Marissa Melton, VOA News.